Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessings that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hello, I'm Glenda. Thank you for praying with me and Teresa, my prayer partner. From Emily, my friend Amanda is having surgery later this month and is very anxious about it. Please pray for her to have peace and a successful surgery and recovery. She would very much appreciate it. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of concern for Amanda, who is facing surgery later this month. We ask for your divine presence to be with her, calming her anxieties and fears. Lord, you remind us in your word, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. We claim this promise for Amanda, asking that your peace, which surpasses all understanding, will envelop her, providing comfort and strength. We also hold unto the words of Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Let Amanda feel your presence and assurance, knowing that you are with her, protecting her. We pray for the surgeons, nurses, and medical staff, asking for your wisdom and guidance to be with them, ensuring that the surgery goes smoothly and successfully. We trust in your hands, knowing that you are the ultimate healer. Lastly, Lord, we ask for a fast and complete recovery for Amanda. May she regain her strength quickly and feel your healing touch throughout her recovery process. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have several prayer requests from Steve. First, for Ron Miller, who has suffered a stroke. The second, for a friend who has an addiction. A third, he's asking for prayers as he and his team undergo changes at work that are difficult to adjust to. And fourth, he also requests a prayer for humility. Before we pray, I want to say how inspired I am by Steve and all our callers who have asked us to pray for their loved ones. I want to offer up a prayer for them. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and thanksgiving for those who faithfully bring their friends, family members, and acquaintances to you in prayer. Lord, we thank you for their loving hearts, their compassion, and their unwavering faith in your power to heal and transform lives. We are grateful for the gift of community and the support and encouragement that comes from lifting one another up in prayer. thank you for the strength and hope that you provide through these faithful intercessors. Their commitment to prayer is a testament to your love and grace working through them. Bless these individuals abundantly, Lord. May they continue to be vessels of your peace, love, and healing. Strengthen their faith, and may they always feel your presence as they pray for others. Let their lives be a shining example of your goodness and mercy. We thank you for the answered prayers and the miracles that have come through their intercession. May their prayers continue to bring comfort, healing, and hope to those in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Steve's friends to you in prayer, asking for your healing and intervention in their lives. First, we pray for Ron Miller, who has suffered a stroke. Lord, please bring your healing touch to Ron. Grant him strength and a swift recovery. Guide the medical professionals caring for him with wisdom and skill, and provide Ron with the support and encouragement he needs during this challenging time. May he feel your comforting presence and know that he is not alone. We also pray for Steve's friend who is battling addiction. Lord, we ask for your strength and guidance in this man's life. Help him to overcome the grip of addiction and find the path to recovery. Surround him with loving and supportive people who can offer help and encouragement. Give him the courage to seek the assistance he needs and the determination to stay on the path to healing. May he find hope and renewal in your love. Lord, we trust in your power to heal and restore. Please bring peace, comfort, and strength to Steve's friends and to Steve as he supports his friend. May your presence be felt in their lives, bringing hope and transformation. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a prayer for Steve and his team as they navigate difficult changes at work. Lord, we ask for your guidance, wisdom, and strength during this time of transition. Help them to adapt to these changes with grace and resilience. Grant Steve and his team the clarity and understanding they need to face these challenges. Provide them with the support and cooperation necessary to work through these adjustments successfully. May they find comfort and reassurance in your presence, knowing that you are with them every step of the way. Lord, we also ask for your peace to fill their hearts and minds. Help them to remain focused, positive, and united as they move forward together. May these changes ultimately lead to growth and improvement in their work environment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and reverence, seeking the grace of humility for Steve and all those who are listening. O Lord, you are the source of all goodness and love, and we acknowledge our dependence on you in all things. Grant Steve the virtue of humility. Grant us all the humility that we may recognize our own weaknesses and limitations and rely more fully on your divine providence. Help us to see your image in all those we encounter, treating each person with dignity and respect they deserve. Teach us, Lord, to be humble in our thoughts, words, and actions. May we serve others selflessly, following the example of your Son, Jesus Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Let our hearts be filled with love and compassion, free from pride and arrogance. Lord, I think of your mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the most humble of all. May we use her example to guide us and help us to grow in humility. May her example inspire us to trust in your will and to embrace a life of service and humility. In your mercy, hear our prayer, O Lord, and grant us the grace to walk humbly with you all the days of our lives. Amen.
From Vivian, a mom whose son is just beginning to drive. Please pray for new drivers. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a prayer for a mom whose son is just beginning to drive. We ask for your protection and guidance over him as he starts this new chapter. Please keep him safe on the roads, giving him the wisdom and awareness he needs to drive responsibly. Lord, we also pray for all new drivers. Grant them patience, attentiveness, and a sense of responsibility. Surround them with your angels to protect them from harm and guide them safely to their destinations. We ask for peace and reassurance for the worried hearts of parents, knowing that their children are under your watchful care. May this new experience be a positive and safe one for all involved. In your loving name we pray. Amen.
From Karen, my grandson was in a bad water slide accident. I'm begging all to please pray for my Joshua. Heavenly Father, we come before you, lifting up Karen's grandson, Joshua, who was involved in a serious water slide accident. Lord, we ask for your healing touch to be upon him. Please grant Joshua strength and a swift recovery from his injuries. Surround him with your love and peace, and bring comfort to his family during this difficult time. We pray for the doctors and medical staff caring for Joshua, that you guide their hands and give them the wisdom needed to provide the best possible care. May Joshua feel your comforting presence and know that you are with him every step of the way. Lord, we also pray for Karen and her family as they support Joshua through his recovery. Give them the strength, hope, and courage they need. May they find solace in your promises and feel the support of their loved ones and community. In your mercy, hear our prayer and bring healing and restoration to Joshua. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From William, my mother, whose name is Marie, is going through pancreatic and liver cancer. We do not know where the other places it spread as of yet. It was classified stage 4. I don't know what to do or where to begin. I trust God always has it right, but man, does this feel like a kick in the gut. I'm not ready to lose my second parent. I'm just not. She has grandchildren from my brother and sister, and I'm 19. She has so much to see me do. I really need prayers for her. If you could take 30 seconds out of your day to just pray, it'd mean everything to me and to her as well. Like I said, her name is Marie. She is 60 years old. Heavenly Father, we come before you with heavy hearts, lifting up William and his beloved mother, Marie, who is battling stage 4 pancreatic and liver cancer. Lord, we ask for your divine healing. Touch upon Marie. Grant her strength and comfort and peace during this incredibly difficult time. We pray for your miraculous intervention, that her body may respond positively to treatments and that she may find relief from pain and suffering. Lord, we also pray for William, who is feeling overwhelmed and heartbroken. Please give him the strength, courage and faith to support his mother and navigate this really difficult journey. Surround him with your love and the support of family and friends who can offer comfort and encouragement. We ask for your wisdom and guidance for the medical professionals caring for Marie. May they have the knowledge and skill to provide the best possible treatment. Heavenly Father, we trust in your plan, even when it is hard to understand. Please hold Marie and her family close, showering them with your grace and mercy. May they feel your presence and find hope in your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You're good at reading right over all my...
From Barbara. Please pray for my husband Richard, who has suffered through several debilitating illnesses over the nearly 50 years of our marriage. He now has kidney disease. Heavenly Father, we come before you with heartfelt prayers for Barbara's husband, Richard, who has endured numerous debilitating illnesses over nearly 50 years of marriage. Now he is facing the challenges of kidney disease. Lord, we ask for your healing touch upon Richard. Grant him strength, comfort, and relief from his suffering. We pray that you guide the doctors and medical professionals caring for him, giving them wisdom and insight to provide the best possible treatment. Lord, we also lift up Barbara, who has stood by Richard's side through these many trials. Please give her strength, patience, and peace she needs to continue supporting her beloved husband. Surround their marriage with your love and grace, and may they feel your comforting presence in their lives. We trust in your infinite wisdom and mercy, Lord. Please bring healing, hope, and renewed strength to Richard and Barbara during this difficult time. May they find solace in your promises and feel the support of their loved ones and community. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Another request from Barbara for her friend Kathy, who has been battling cancer for many years. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a heartfelt prayer for Kathy, Barbara's dear friend, who has been courageously battling cancer for many years. Lord, we ask for your healing touch upon Kathy. Grant her strength, comfort, and relief from her suffering. May she feel your presence and your peace as she continues this difficult journey. We pray for wisdom and guidance for the medical professionals caring for Kathy. Bless them with the knowledge and skill to provide the best possible treatment and care. Surround Kathy with the love and support of her family and friends, and may they be a source of encouragement and strength for her. Lord, we also lift up Barbara, who has been a steadfast friend to Kathy throughout her battle. Give her the strength and compassion to continue supporting her friend, and may she find comfort in knowing that you are with them both. We trust in your infinite wisdom and mercy, Lord. Please bring healing, hope, and renewed strength to Kathy. May she find solace in your promises and feel the support of her loved ones and community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
A final request from Barbara. Please pray for Anna Lopez and her father, who is in the hospital with a blood infection. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer for Anna Lopez and her father, who is currently in Lakeland Regional Hospital with a blood infection. Lord, we ask for your healing touch upon him. Please bring strength and recovery to his body, guiding the medical team with wisdom and skill as they treat him. As Anna and her family anxiously await test results, we pray for your peace and comfort to surround them.
Calm their hearts and minds and grant them the assurance that you are in control. May they feel your loving presence and find hope and strength in your promises. We trust in your power to heal and restore, Lord. Please provide a positive outcome for Anna's father and bring relief to their worries. Surround them with supportive friends and family, and may they find comfort in their faith and in each other during this challenging time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.